You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 446, covering week 52, December 22nd to 28th, 2025. Version 5.3 of the 86box project has been released. It develops an x86-based system emulator that can run legacy operating systems and applications, including those used in the early 1980s on the IBM PC5150 and IBM PS2 computers. Accurate low-level emulation is supported for systems ranging from the 8086 processor to the Intel Celeron Mendocino. The project's code is written in C and distributed under the GPL v2 license. A graphical interface with virtual machine configuration options is provided for management, emulation of various peripheral devices such as video adapters, sound cards, network cards, and hard drive controllers is available. Supported operating systems include MS-DOS, Windows 3.11 or 95, OS 2, various Linux distributions, BOS, NextStep, and other older operating systems. The open-source video player MPV 0.41 has been released. MPV focuses on developing new features with no concern for maintaining compatibility with MPlayer. MPV's code is licensed under the LGPL v2.1 Plus license. Some parts remain under the GPL v2. However, the migration to the LGPL is nearly complete, and the TickTick-enabled-Tick LGPL option can be used to disable the remaining GPL code. Lua 5.5 is now available. Lua is a fast and compact scripting language widely used as an embedded language for configuration and extension development. The Lua interpreter is written in C and licensed under the MIT license. Lua combines a simple procedural syntax with data description capabilities through associative arrays and extensible language semantics. Lua uses dynamic typing, and language constructs are converted into bytecode that runs on a register-based virtual machine with automatic garbage collection. The interpreter is implemented as a library that can be integrated into C and C++ projects. Elementary OS 8.1, a distribution positioned as a fast, open, and privacy-conscious alternative to Windows and Mac OS, has been released. The project focuses on high-quality design, aiming to create an easy-to-use system with minimal resource consumption and a fast startup. Users are offered the Pantheon desktop environment. Bootable ISO images are available for download for the AMD 64 architecture. Elementary OS's original components are developed using GTK 3, the Vala language, and its own Granite framework. The distribution is based on developments from the Ubuntu project. In terms of package and repository support, Elementary OS 8.x is compatible with Ubuntu 24.04. All additional applications offered for installation through App Center, as well as some default applications, are available as Flatpak. The graphical environment is based on the Pantheon shell, which integrates components such as the Gala window manager, the Slingshot launcher, the switchboard control panel, the wingtop panel, the dock taskbar, and the Pantheon greeter session manager based on LightDM. The Wayback 0.3 project has been released. It enables running X11-based desktop environments using Wayland-based components. Wayback is a stripped-down Wayland composite server, supporting only the features necessary for running a full-blown X11 session using X-Wayland. The project's code is written in C and distributed under the MIT license. The project was created by the developers of the Alpine distribution to simplify the transition from the classic X.org server and is being developed on the freedesktop.org infrastructure. The Alpine distribution intends to retain only the components required for Wayland and X-Wayland and implement the launch of the X11 desktop environments on top of them, eliminating the need for a separate X server from the repositories and reducing the cost of maintaining X11 applications. The Wayback code is based on TinyWL, a reference composite server from the developers of the WL Roots library, whose functionality is stripped down to the bare minimum needed to run X-Wayland standalone. At the current stage of development, Wayback is presented as an experimental system ready for everyday use, not implementing all intended functionality and not guaranteeing backward compatibility or a bug-free experience. Pinta 3.1, an open-source raster graphics editor, has been released. Founded in 2010 as an attempt to create a simpler alternative to Paint.net written using GTK, the editor is aimed at beginners and provides a basic set of drawing and image processing capabilities. The interface is simplified where possible. The editor supports an unlimited undo buffer, allows working with multiple layers, and is equipped with a set of tools for applying various effects and adjusting images. Pinta's code is distributed under the MIT license. The project is written in C# using .NET and the JIR Core framework. Binary builds are available for Linux, Mac OS, and Windows. The stable release of Open Media Vault 8.0, a distribution we're quickly deploying in NAS, has been published. The Open Media Vault project was founded in 2009 after a split in the FreeNAS distribution's developers. This resulted in the creation of a fork alongside the classic FreeBSD-based FreeNAS distribution, whose developers aimed to migrate the distribution to the Linux kernel and Debian package base. Open Media Vault installation images for the x86-64 architecture are available for download. The Open Media Vault distribution prioritizes expanding support for embedded devices and creating a flexible add-on installation system. Compared to FreeNAS, the add-on installation mechanism has been significantly redesigned. Open Media Vault now uses built-in package update tools and a full-featured installer that allows you to select the necessary components during the installation process. Xlibre 25.1.0, a fork of X.org server, has been released. The first release of the Xlibre X Server 25.1.0 branch is positioned as a beta quality and is intended for testing and identifying potential issues. Two more beta versions are planned to follow, after which the branch will be declared stable with release 25.1.3. The project is maintained by Enrico Weigelt, who leads the X server in terms of the number of changes prepared. Before he forked, approximately 1,600 changes had been accepted into the X.org server, and over 1,200 more were incorporated into the fork's code base. QEMU 10.2.0 has been released. QEMU allows you to run a program built for one hardware platform on a system with a completely different architecture, for example, running an ARM application on an x86-compatible PC. In QEMU virtualization mode, code execution performance in an isolated environment is close to that of the native system due to direct instruction execution on the CPU and the use of the Xen hypervisor, the KVM module in Linux, or the NVMM module in NetBSD. The project was originally created by Fabrice Bellard to enable the execution of Linux executables built for the x86 platform on non-x86 architectures. Over the years of development, support for full emulation was added for 14 hardware architectures, and the number of emulated hardware devices exceeded 400. In preparation for version 10.2.0, over 2,200 changes were made from 188 developers. Inkscape 1.4.3, the free vector graphics editor, is now available. This update offers flexible drawing tools and supports reading and saving images in SVG, Open Document Drawing, DXF, WMF, EMF, SK1, PDF, EPS, PostScript, and PNG formats. Inkscape builds are available for Linux, AppImage, but Snap and Flatpak are forthcoming, Mac OS, and Windows. The new version fixes 124 bugs. 24 of the fixed issues caused crashes or freezes, primarily when opening certain files or exporting certain objects. PDF file import has been improved. JPEG image export has been improved on Windows. Images with rectangular placeholders displaying in place of certain letters in the interface on macOS have been resolved. The Phoenix project is an attempt to create a new X server from scratch, one that doesn't rely on the X.org server framework and aims to create a modern alternative that extends the X11 protocol and provides compatibility with Wayland. At its current stage of development, Phoenix is not yet ready for everyday use, but it already allows for simple applications using GLX, EGL, or Vulkan for graphics output, running Phoenix nested on top of an existing X server. The code is written in Zig and is licensed under the GPLv3 license. Phoenix does not intend to implement all the X11 protocol functionality available in X.org server or support legacy hardware. Instead of fully supporting X11 font elements, they plan to add only the basic operations needed in real-world applications. Instead of supporting classic X.org video drivers, they use Linux Direct Rendering Manager and Mesa Generic Buffer Management for graphics output. It is expected that the reduced functionality will not affect the ability to run existing applications, even those using GTK2. This approach will significantly simplify implementation while maintaining compatibility with programs released within the last 20 years, as well as ensuring operation on hardware no older than 15 to 20 years. Portiox 2.5, a Slackware-based distribution inspired by the Slacks and Porteus projects, is now available. Portiox features include pre-configured desktop environments based on Cinnamon, Cosmic, GNOME, KDE, LXDE, LXQT, Mate, and XFCE. Hardware acceleration for multimedia processing on Intel, AMD, and NVIDIA GPUs, a 3-second live boot, a read-only system image with the ability to install applications from the Portiox App Store, update rollback support, a copy-to-RAM boot mode, and network booting. A preliminary release of the QNX Developer Desktop Graphical Development Environment has been released. It runs on the QNX 8.0 operating system and supports building QNX programs without cross-compilation. QNX Developer Desktop is expected to simplify the work of new developers building QNX applications and porting programs and libraries from Linux. The user environment is built on a customized XFCE desktop environment running over the Wayland protocol. It includes development tools, a web browser, a terminal emulator, ports of many integrated development environments and code editors, the Thunar file manager, and code samples in C, C++, and Python. A system image suitable for running on Linux systems using QEMU is available to download for free. QNX SDP 8.0 Quick Start Target Image for QEMU. At the 39C3 Chaos Communication Congress conference in Germany, details were disclosed of 12 previously unknown and unpatched zero-day vulnerabilities in the GNU Privacy Guard Toolkit, which provides OpenPGP and S/MIME compliant utilities for data encryption, digital signatures, key management, and access to public key stores. The most dangerous vulnerabilities allow for bypassing digital signature verification and achieving code execution when processing encrypted data in ASCII representation. Working exploit prototypes and patches are expected to be published later. CVE identifiers have not yet been assigned. The vulnerabilities are caused by errors in the data processing and format parsing code and are not related to flaws in the cryptographic algorithms. For example, a parser error leads to a failure to determine the actual signed data and creates conditions where the data being verified may not match the signed data, allowing an attacker to replace the plain text without access to the private key. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.